Hello, what's up, y'all? And welcome back to I Can't Eat Shit podcast. I'm your host, actress, comedian, Shondalia White. And yeah, I can't eat shit, and it's super annoying. Am I a doctor? No. I'm just a woman. When you take her out to eat, she can't eat anything on the menu 90% of the time. So, if you're like me and you can barely go anywhere, this podcast is for you. If you've gotten a little bit older and your gut is like, we gonna change a little bit, this podcast is for you too. And if you're just interested in me and my health and wellness journey and want to be a little bit nosy, you know I love it. Come on in. This podcast is for you too, so stay tuned. I created I Can't Eat Shit podcast because I was secretly ill for many years, and now I'm healed and I'm ready to talk about it. People been asking me questions, and I'm hoping that this podcast will answer those questions and also give you another way to look at your own health and wellness journey. This episode is about how in the heck do you travel with restrictions? So let's get into it. It is spring, everybody. And yes, I just finished celebrating my birthday. Hey, all the Pisces out there, happy birthday. Happy belated birthday. I know you still celebrating like me because that's what we do. Yes. And I've been doing quite a bit of traveling. So I wanted to talk about traveling with restrictions because I just finished doing that. And I will continue to do that for the next couple months. But traveling with restrictions is probably one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do in my life. Like, it is so challenging because most people, most places do not care about modifying their food for restrictions. So I can't go, it's to the point where I won't go to a lot of like states, countries, islands. If they don't allow for restrictions, I'm like, I'm not going to eat anything and I'm not going to enjoy my time. That's how serious I am about this. But I did have to start paying attention to it because of work. And that's one of the things that made me start really taking traveling with restrictions seriously and come up with an actual plan. So I'll give you a little backstory on that. I had to take it into consideration when I booked my first recurring role on Black Mafia Family on Starz. That was the first time that I had to go on location out of state to shoot something. So I was back and forth from Atlanta to Los Angeles for about 4 months. And this was about 4 or 5 years ago. And it was a lot. It was challenging because Atlanta and Georgia in general are not quite friendly when it comes to modifying for restrictions. It was very challenging, especially at that time. I almost feel like they're a little bit better now than they were back then. And that was just a few years ago. But they have new restaurants popping up all the time. So I do feel like I have more places now to go than I did before. But anyway, at that time, there was nowhere for me to go. And yes, they do feed you on set, but you have a lot of downtime too. So there were like a select few restaurants by my hotel or the surrounding area where I could actually eat something. So I was like, oh man, this is bad. And at that time, I was in the peak of my gut problems. I mean, this was like the height of it during that time. I was super ill. I had a lot of abdominal pain, bloating. I didn't know what I could and couldn't eat. I was dealing with IBS and constipation, like both. I was all over the place. And pretty much anything that could happen, I was dealing with it at that time. So again, it was just very challenging. I was lucky that at least in Atlanta, I have friends and family. So I was able to ask them if I could use their kitchen and start meal prepping. That was something I decided to do finally, where I was like, I need some help. I'm really struggling. I'm getting sick all the time. And one of the other events that made me really, really, really just buckle down and go, you know what, this is the last straw, was actually at the airport. And I was looking for a restaurant. I didn't have time to eat prior to. And I found a steakhouse, just like a, you know how they always have like at least one steakhouse in the airport. And that was one of the only places that was open. And so I was like, all right, if I just get a basic steak, I should be okay. I was wrong. When I tell you, I even told the lady, I was like, don't put no butter, don't put extra like sauces. I just want a basic steak that's seasoned and that's it. And she's like, I mean, when I tell you this lady looked at me like I was out of my mind, she was like, and you don't want nothing? I'm like, no, just seasoning. That's it. And she's like, I know what to do. I was like, no, you don't know what to do. Please don't. And I ended up getting food poisoning. I'm telling you, that was the worst flight back to LA I ever had in my life. And I was like, that is not about to happen again. So I made a good plan and I'm about to share it with you. We're going to get into it. So, of course, I got sick of the shits and I did something about it. And one of those things was becoming a detective. If you have restrictions, you basically are going to become a detective. You know how people like are really good at finding out all the dirty details online and figuring out and finding people and all that kind of stuff? Yeah, you basically are about to do that for restaurants and any food related things. So if you're great at that stuff, this will be easy for you. If not, it's going to be a nuisance and super annoying. But it's so important for you to take these measures into your own hands, because some of the things that I've learned is that most establishments do not have integrity. They do not have any type of integrity in their establishment or in their product. Another thing I learned is that the people that they hire don't know shit and they don't give a shit. So yeah, you gotta watch your back. And also, things are not what they seem. So something may be written somewhere, but when you get there, it's a whole other story. You really, really cannot just go by something you saw online or even what someone told you. You have to double down and constantly stay on top of the health measures, because if you don't, most of the time you'll end up sick because nobody cares about you but you. You're the one that's going to care about yourself the most. And I can't tell you how many times I have just suffered in silence because I was afraid to say something or I was a little embarrassed and I wished I could still eat something. And I was like, I want to try. You know how you be trying to try stuff? You're like, I'm going to still try. Let's see if I can eat it. And then you do it and you suffer later. I did that so many times. I can't tell you how many times my throat was burning, my stomach is burning for hours, for days. And I was just struggling, only because all I had to do was just say no to someone offering me something for whatever the restaurant gave me. And I'm just like, forget it. Let me just eat it. You know, don't do that, y'all. Take the measures into your own hands and really stay on top of it. And don't just put it in the hands of whoever is taking care of you at that moment. With that said, I have a few tips, I would say, that helped me a lot with traveling with restrictions. And the first thing I would say is when you're at the grocery store, double check labels. And I know reading labels, everybody knows about that, but I mean that when you travel, that exact same product may have an additional additive. So I'll give you an example. One of the pastas that I used to eat, now I don't eat pasta at all, even the gluten-free pasta. But I was eating gluten-free pasta here in LA. And it was just brown rice. That was the ingredients, maybe some type of preservative or something. When I went to Atlanta, it was like brown rice, corn, and whatever other additives. And I was like, oh, why did they put corn? Then I realized, oh, they put corn in pretty much every product they have, which sucks because I couldn't have corn. And so it was a struggle, like, just to find a product without corn. This is the same brand, the exact same product, but it was made slightly different. So that would be my first suggestion, is just to make sure, even if it's a product that you're used to buying, make sure you read the back of the product. The next thing is to research what grocery stores are dominant in that area, which ones are the predominant ones there, because just knowing that, you can look it up. double check the type of brands that they carry. Sometimes it could be the same thing, but a lot of times they carry products that are based in that area. So you're getting, even though you go to Whole Foods here to get meat and it's like really good because they get it from blah, blah, blah farm. But when you go to this other place, they get it from their local farm and the meat tastes completely different and you don't like it, or, you know, the veggies are not fresh or something like that. So I would say just to double check and be familiar with the brands and stuff before you get there. That way you know, hey, it might not even be worth doing that. You might be better going to a farmer's market or something. So just keeping something like that in mind. Researching the restaurants that you want to go to and calling to see if they have dedicated kitchens. So that's a big one for especially people with like celiacs and autoimmune disorders. If they don't have a dedicated kitchen or a dedicated area where they're preparing those gluten-free foods or whatever it is, types of foods, you're going to deal with cross-contamination. And people with celiacs, you can't deal with cross-contamination because you will have that autoimmune response. So it's really important to just double, triple check if they do have a dedicated kitchen. Most of the time nowadays, people actually list that. They'll say, we do not have a dedicated kitchen. If you have any type of restrictions, we would not suggest that you eat here. They literally will say that. So just checking their website, and if you aren't sure, calling is very, very important. Another thing is to call to see if they even accommodate restrictions, because sometimes you will assume that because they have like gluten-free, this is vegan, this is vegetarian. They have those kind of things listed on the menu online. You'll assume like, oh, okay, they allow modifications, but sometimes they don't. It really, really depends on the restaurant. So just calling just to double, triple check. Hey, I was wondering, could I modify this dish? Some of them you cannot modify. And a lot of times it's not because they don't want to. Some of the places they don't want to. But a lot of times it's just because they are prepping at the beginning of the day to make it easier for them to cook the dish. Now, if it's a fancier restaurant, it doesn't matter. The chef usually will make it fresh for you and just customize it. But if they don't have a chef and they just got cooks, honey, you on your own. Get something that you know they can modify, or don't go. Another thing is to ask what dishes can be prepared on the spot. For example, a la carte. That has become my best friend, because a lot of times the a la carte stuff is you can modify it, or it's gluten-free, or, you know, it's just simple. You don't have an additional sauce and all that crap. I love it because I can usually eat at that restaurant. If they have some sort of meat or seafood that is a la carte, I'm good. And especially if they have the sides as well. If they have that, they usually can modify it for you. Even if it does have some sort of sauce or something on it, usually they're cool. They're just like, if you're like, oh, I don't want the sauce or anything, can you just make that fish with olive oil, salt, and herbs? And they'll go, yeah, or a lemon or whatever, and they'll tell you what they have, and boom, you're good to go. And lastly, I'll say unlisted ingredients. Oh man, I cannot stress this enough. So many places, even at the grocery store, even with products we buy every single day, body products, everything, they have so many unlisted ingredients. So we all just kind of picking our poison anyway. But ask them about the unlisted ingredients. One of the things that I experienced recently was at an ice cream shop that I've gone to for years. They, after the pandemic, you know, they stopped making everything in-house. And some of the things that they've carried for years, they started farming it out. Well, the ingredients changed. And a lot of the ingredients that are coming from this other place I can't eat. And so I went in and asked them, like, what happened? I don't understand. You guys were strictly gluten-free, dairy-free, does no harsh oils, blah, blah, blah. And they were like, yeah, so these products we get out of farmed out. And then these are the ones that we make in-house. Anything that's made in-house, we still don't add the harsh oils, the da-da-da, whatever. And then the ones that out, you on your own kind of thing. And I'm like, see, I knew it was something. And then I asked, because I was like, I saw these ingredients. And you know how when you go to an ice cream parlor, they'll have like a cashew ice cream, for example, and it'll just be like strawberry, da 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 da. But then if you ask them for the unlisted ingredients, like the full ingredients list, you'll see all these other things, the gum and all that kind of crap in it. Ask for that list. If you have any type of restrictions, they may change their distributor or whatever. Ask, because it can really change your life. And if you have any type of allergies, like say if you have a for real allergy where it can put you out, like, you know, you're gone just because you had it, like peanut allergies and stuff like that. Sometimes they don't even list that. Some places for real forget to list that type of stuff. So because they changed the product and they just didn't think to do it. So that's a big thing that I stress about traveling with restrictions. Take these measures into your own hands, and maybe it'll make your experience much more pleasurable. This segment is called There's Another Way to Do That, where I teach you how I modify recipes based on my restrictions. So this month, I decided to do something I've seen online, and I've seen this recipe everywhere. So I've saved it at least 5 times, and I was like, you know what? Let me try to make it myself. So I decided another way to do it, because it's always spicy when I see it. And that recipe is baked salmon roll cups. This is where they it's a take on sushi, but they bake it and put it in those little muffin cups. And when I tell you, it is delicious and you have to try it. So what I did was modified it and made it more of a soy ginger lemon marinade, and I made like a honey aioli, and it turned out fire. It's all gluten-free, dairy-free, not spicy. I know you're gonna love it. Check out the full cooking segment on TikTok or my YouTube. The link is in the description, or it's gonna pop up above if you're watching here. Try it out, look at it. Try it out, comment, let me know when you do try it out and how fire it was. If I had any additional advice for you, it would be to take the time and create a travel plan for yourself, just so that you aren't uncomfortable and you don't cause any pre-existing conditions to get worse, because that's all it's going to do if you ignore it and just eat whatever. And if you're okay with that, then that's you. But if you're ready to make some changes, put a little effort in and definitely make a travel plan for your restrictions. Also, as usual, if you have recurring issues, do something about it. Don't just sit on it. Don't just think it's gonna go away, because it's not. We all know that. And our gut health is everything. It is everything to keep us healthy, our immune system on point, and just any type of disease prevention. Take it from me. Take care of your body so it can take care of you, or you're going to be dealing with a lot of shit. This has been I Can't Eat Shit Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, you all. I really appreciate your support, your comments, and DMs, and all of that good stuff. If you like what you saw and or heard today, go ahead, like, share, subscribe. I Can't Eat Shit Podcast. Wherever you listen to your podcast, we're everywhere on the Apple Podcast, on the iHeartRadio, on the Amazon. We own everything. So subscribe there, listen there. You can listen in your car or whatever you're doing. On YouTube, don't forget to subscribe here. If you're just seeing the video, subscribe, comment, let me know what you think. If you try some of the food on There's Another Way to Do That, let me know what you think of the recipes. If you want me to try something, if you want me to talk about something in particular, let me know. I'm here. Also, you can check out I Can't Eat Shit Podcast on Instagram, and you can follow me on Instagram @Shondalia White. Thank you so much. I'll see you next time.
I can't eat shit.
I Can't Eat Shit podcast is not a replacement for a medical professional. If you need help, seek out a trained medical professional, nutritionist, or therapist to help you with your specific needs.